at what point did you know, I'm going to try and make music a career and form it into what it is that I do?
Well, I think that that's probably a very personal question for all of us. I mean, for me, I can only speak for myself. I've known pretty much since to a certain extent all my life, really. I looked at other things when I was in high school, but never really seriously. And I guess I really made that decision probably early in high school and said, yeah, this is what I'm going to do. I may check out some other things and do some writing or do some, some other avenues, but really the big thing for me was always music. And, I knew very early on that that was going to at least be a very big part of my life, if not be the career path that I chose. And, went to music school, and everybody in this group does have at least a bachelor's degree in music, up to one of our trumpet players, the illustrious Dan Thrower, who has a doctorate in music from Arizona State University. And, we all have a lot of experience that we bring to the table before we even come into the Air Force.
So, you all have these degrees, like you said. And so mm-hmm. at what point did the confluence of entering the Air Force and making music a career come together? When did that click for you?
Well, for me, I mean, I'm a slightly different situation because as a euphonium player, the military is one of my very few job options, to really have a very secure career. I think we probably all made that decision either in college or shortly thereafter when you get out of college and you have to stare real life in the face for a little while. Mm-hmm. And, there are a lot of auditions that are out there and you go and you take them and you take the one that gives you the best opportunities. And for the Air Force, you get a solid career. You get to do something that really feels like it means something. You're supporting something. You feel like you're supporting something important. And at the same time, you get a very steady, steady check every 2 weeks and great benefits. So as a musician, that can be really important. And you do get to play your horn every day, which is also an excellent, excellent incentive. So I don't know if anybody else has the same sort of story going on. But
yeah, how was your path?
Mine was maybe a little different. I, like John said, I have my doctorate in trumpet performance. I was headed toward a college teaching position. When I finished my doctorate, that was the year the housing market crashed, and I think a lot of the trumpet professors were just hanging on to their jobs for dear life. I think there were 3 openings nationwide that year, so wow. It was a little rough. A little rough for the next couple of years, teaching adjunct at several universities, including at UTSA, where I currently still teach adjunct in the evenings. But yeah, the benefits were huge. I had some friends in the Air Force band that informed me there was going to be a trumpet opening soon, and soon turned into a year and a half, and I was going to age out pretty quick, so I got really lucky. I took the audition and got in. Honestly, there's a big sense of mission in the Air Force. I love what we do. It's not just about playing music. It's about playing, inspiring people, communicating the Air Force message, I guess. It's a big sense of mission, I guess.
You got a lot of audiences that you're playing for. You're playing for public audiences. You're playing for private audiences on occasion as well. So, talk about that mission and how you fit into the greater Air Force mission.
We play for diverse audiences, like you said. Some of my favorite experiences have been with veterans, playing certain pieces that just draw emotions out of them. I love playing service songs and watching them stand proudly for their respective services that they served in. I like playing for elementary age kids too. They always just seem to look so high to the military, especially Air Force. I don't know, maybe I'm biased, but they look at the Air Force and they say, that's just amazing. We always get the question, do you fly planes? Well, no, I play the trumpet, but it's inspiring still.
Something that Dan does relatively often, is very proud to do and very happy to do, is he plays for a lot of military funerals and for veterans' funerals a lot. He does a lot of taps playing, and he doesn't talk about it a lot, as you can see, because it's something that's very personal to him. But I think it's something that definitely our four mission pillars that we deal with in the Air Force Band of the West are to honor, inspire, communicate, and recruit. And there's really no higher honor that we do than that sort of gig, to really go out and give those final honors for people. And it's something that Dan is very proud to do. And like I said, doesn't talk about a lot, but it gets done. Mm-hmm. And he does an excellent job with that as well.
So talk me through a typical day also. If there is any such thing as a
typical
really,
day. Honestly, it's really interesting. We get that question a lot. And really, there is no such thing as a typical day. I mean, we all have jobs that are outside of playing music. So I'm the leader of this brass quintet, and I also deal with our operations side, which means I'm the guy who, books gigs or, helps to book gigs, books our hotel and logistical sort of, arrangements. And so that's my job, and Laura works in our marketing shop. Dan works in our marketing shop as well. John, our tuba player, works with other travel arrangements. And, we all have that office work that we ended up having to do. So some days, that's all we do. We come in the morning, we do our office work, and then we go home. Some days, we come in, we'll have a rehearsal in the morning, all morning long. We'll go out, we'll grab some lunch, we'll come back, and we'll have another rehearsal all afternoon long. It just depends on what events are coming up and what sorts of things we need to do. With Fiesta right now, everybody's in all kinds of different directions, and we're all playing gigs all over the city right now. And April's always a very entertaining time in the Band of the West, because you never know who's going to be in and who's going to be out playing gigs. So, and who's going to be rehearsing? So there's a lot of moving parts that go into this job. But the big thing is that the mission always gets done.
Dan and Laura, as marketing for the Band of the West as well, do you ever, when you're reaching out to try and get audiences to come to shows, doing things like this, where you're here at a radio station, or whether you're just sending out flyers or press releases and things like that, What audiences are you most trying to reach, and do you ever feel like sometimes that message that I need to get out there is it's okay for the general public to come to one of these shows, rather than there being a perception? Is there ever a perception of, oh, this is the military band and they play for military families?
That's a good question. I think in general we try to reach as wide of a population as we can. Of course, the veterans are always the target of ours, and we like to go to the nursing home population and get them really to hear about what's going on. But even more importantly now, I think, is just getting the younger audience. And so we do a lot of social media. We don't have a budget to market, so we have to do a lot of free advertising. So we have our Facebook page that we use and a website. We just got a YouTube page, so we're trying to update that with current video from every ensemble, and we'll use that to market our concert. So right now we just put up a video of our Spectrum Winds. They just played a concert 2 weeks ago, and we had one of our members in our band take a video of them and put it on YouTube. And so I'll be marketing that for whenever they have a future performance, we use the video. And we'll also target local schools. So we'll get in touch with band directors, and we'll go to local universities and contact them and just try to get the younger population out there.
So let's talk about the concerts that are coming up for Fiesta in Blue.
Absolutely.
So April 22nd, April 23rd at 7 p.m. And y'all, of course, here being as a brass ensemble, are just a small part of a much larger ensemble as the Band of the West. And so we get a much bigger sound, of course.
Of course.
And not that brasses, quintets aren't awesome as well. You know, but
thanks for the plug.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
but there's a great show coming up with a full-size band, and please tell us about it.
Absolutely. Well, Fiesta in Blue is an event that we've done every year for a very long time. And this year, Fiesta in Blue is going to be covered by Dimensions in Blue, which is our big band. So it's going to be really exciting. It's a really high-energy group. And you were exactly right, Nathan, with us being a small part of the Band of the West. Dimensions in Blue is a traditional big band. So there are a number of groups that also pull out of that group. One of which is called Warhawk, and that's it's kind of a rock band with horns. It's a lot of fun. And there's also a saxophone quartet that'll be performing on that. So it's going to be a lot of variety, a lot of different kinds of music. There's Latin jazz, funk, just really a huge variety of stuff that they're planning on giving you for these concerts. It's going to be held at the Edgewood Theater, like you said, on April 22nd and 23rd. It's going to be a really exciting time. We're hoping a lot of people come out.
So what's your favorite stuff to play?
Oh, Lord. Well, sometimes when you're a professional musician, your favorite thing has to be whatever's on the stand in front of you, you know? That's something
you're going to give it your all, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, you know, because when you're a professional, when you're doing it every day, I mean, whatever's in front of you, when you're not playing it, doesn't matter, you know. But when it's in front of you, it has to be your favorite thing that you have ever played. But that said, I love playing in brass quintets. That's what I do, what I feel like I do best. Really playing chamber music is a gigantic part of my life. I love doing it. We are all involved in the community as musicians as well. I also conduct a band up in Austin, that's a traditional British brass band, and that's a lot of fun. That's where a lot of my musical interest lies as well. We all do a lot of different things. I mean, for me, performing as a brass quintet musician, as a chamber musician, that's what I love to do.
Well, John, Dan, and Laura, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Nathan.